Walmart is causing some frowns over its use of the smiley face. Love it or hate it, the smiley face has become a cultural icon. It's turned up on buttons, T-shirts, and as the unofficial logo for Walmart. Now the world's largest retailer wants to lay claim to the smiley face, setting off an intellectual property rights battle. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
The issue, which pits Walmart against a Frenchman named Franklin Lefrani, is whether something as ubiquitous as a round, happy face can be protected. Lefrani claims he invented the smiley face design in the late 1960s and now holds patents in 80 countries. Norm St. Landau is an adjunct law professor at Cornell.
Walmart would tell you that it's become so common and is so ubiquitous as to not be protectable. That was one of Walmart's contentions.
Walmart has used a slightly askew version of the yellow smiley face on uniforms and marketing materials since 1997, and in seeking to patent its version, says it wants to prevent other retailers from using it.
It might seem a little trivial, but the fact is that we do have a huge, huge investment in the trademark. That's something that we need to protect.
John Simley is a Walmart spokesman. Wait a minute, John Simley?
If you move the I in your name from in front of the M to the back of the M, what would you get?
I've been living with that my whole life. It's just a coincidence.
Maybe. The Patent and Trade Office is scheduled to rule on the case sometime in the next several months. Meanwhile, there are at least two other individuals out there who say they are the real inventors of the smiley face. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.